Hiya, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton, and I'm once again delighted to be joined by John Gibbons and by Neil Jones from Goal.com. We're going to focus on the centre-halves this week, so obviously there's a bit of an injury crisis going on at Liverpool at the moment. I don't know if you've not heard about that, if you've been living under a rock or something. So there's a few young centre-halves who we expect maybe getting a few chances over the next weeks and months, maybe towards the end of the season, particularly if the extent of Gomez's injury is that he does miss a large chunk of the season, which at the moment it seems like he will. So the options then, Nat Phillips, Reece Williams, Seth Vandenberg and Billy Cometio are who we're going to be talking about. And we'll start with Nat Phillips. And Neil, I know you've interviewed Nat before. He's sort of the elder statesman of this group, being at least 4 years older than the rest of them. He obviously only signed for Liverpool when he was 19 as well, so he's never had any time at the academy really. I know he's had a sort of short spell playing for the under-23s, which was sort of limited by injury. But one of the advantages, I suppose, that he does have of this period was his partnership with Gomez during 16, 17. He was made captain in the 23s and 17, 18 as well. And he's just looked solid so far every time he's stepped into the first team, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's only played twice, but he's impressed. He's, you know, you say he's the elder statesman, but in terms of experience, he's not got a great deal. 24 games in his career, he's 23 years of age. It's, you know, he's not at the level in terms of experience that you'd think of a player of his age. You know, he hasn't, like you say, really, he hasn't really had huge amounts of sort of under-23s football. You know, you think back, I mean, I've seen him play, he probably had one season there before he went to Stuttgart, and he obviously had a few injuries as well before that. So he's still very much learning the game. I think what he has in his favour and what Jurgen Klopp particularly likes is he has a ground and in his personality that he's an adult. You know, he was that when he was sort of younger, really. You know, he's grown up, his father obviously is a professional footballer, he's grown up in a professional football environment, he knows how to carry himself, he knows about training, he knows about diet and those kinds of things, and I think that will stand him in good stead in his career and obviously in this short-term period as well. He's a very level-headed guy. You know, as you say, I spoke to him when he was, I think it was during lockdown, the first lockdown, you know, after the season was suspended last year. And yeah, he's a smart guy, he's an intelligent guy, he's got interests outside the football, you know, in terms of, I mean, he actually spoke German before he went to Germany, so he was able to just re-pick that up and that kind of thing. So he's got a bit about him as a character, I'd say, and I think that's probably what will stand him in the best stead. I think he's the likeliest to get chances in the league over the next few weeks if you know, let's say Fabinho is out any length of time or that kind of thing. So I think he's in a good position, but it's a steep learning curve. You know, he's got one Premier League appearance under his belt. He's got an FA Cup game and I think 20 odd games in the second division in Germany. So it's not a great deal to fall back on. But as we'll find out as we go through this show, he's got a little bit more than some of the other ones who are going to be competing with him.